rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up.
Yeah, I got nowhere I should go. I got nowhere I should be. I got my friends all around. We got this bag full of weed. We tried.
Morrison short there because we've only got an hour this evening. Yes, unfortunately, Kimberly can only join us for 1 hour because of the clock change. My fault? Yeah, of course it's my fault. We didn't tell everybody, did we? And we didn't tell everybody last week that our clocks changed. And it's one of those unfortunate things, I suppose. There you go, okay, right, I thought everybody would know by now, but never mind, okay, let's do it then. We've got five people here, we've got enough for now, okay, so, oh dear, how are you, Kimberly?
I'm okay, how are you, Ken? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in the U.S. and the clocks didn't change yet. So.
No, I should have mentioned it last Friday, really, when I thought about it. But, you know, I never really thought about it until the day before, sort of thing. And then, obviously, for people like yourself, it's too late. Yeah, you know, because you know, it's like should really have thought about it. But okay, no worries. We'll do. We've got five lovely people in the call queue, so we should be able to get five in an hour, shouldn't we? Okay, lovely. Okay,
yeah.
Laura.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
So, I just wonder what you might be picking up for me around, you know, making a move, getting out of here, moving on with my life. Any good news at all coming my way? Or am I going to have to hunker down for the next several months?
Let me see. I don't feel like that. I get something with December.
December. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a contract or a permanent position?
My feeling is permanent position. I feel like when you move, that's going to be like more, you're not going to move again. When you move, I don't feel like you're going to move again. I also hear November, you might get like a small contract, like a part, either, I don't want to say part-time, but I want to say it's just not going to be for that long. And then later on getting like a bigger, I want to say in December, getting a bigger contract to move.
So, well, is that going to be, you just said a contract though, a bigger contract, or do you mean permanent? Because you just said contract to move. Is it a contract or is it a permanent? full-time prom.
Still, I feel like you still have to have, it's, I hear contract, but it's going to be a very long time thing. Once you move, it's going to be permanent. I don't feel like when you're going to move, you're going to do that again anytime soon.
Okay, where do you think? Do you think it's going to be, am I going to be moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, Salem, North Carolina? Am I staying in Pennsylvania? I'm going to move to Pennsylvania, or because I live in New Jersey right now. Where do you see it?
I'm kind of pulled towards down south. I don't feel like Pennsylvania so much. And I feel like farmland, like more rural, it's a rural, more of a rural area. A lot more spaced out than Jersey.
Well, that's definitely something I'm interested in. What do you think, though? Are you picking up maybe, is it the Carolinas or Tennessee? Not Florida, I guess, right? Florida would be kind of tight, close. Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
I want to say Virginia.
You want to
I get
where?
Something. I want to say Virginia, or unless there's, could be North Carolina. Is there a name in North Carolina that starts with a V?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. You mean like when you say a name, are you talking about a town or something?
Yeah. Unless there's, I want to say Virginia because I want to say it's a V name. I'm usually not so great with names, but that's kind of what I'm getting.
So
but it could
I
be North Carolina. I want a very, very, very rural area. Very, very spaced out, I feel like. Farmland, like more dirt gravel roads. More like dirt gravel roads a lot of places. A lot of places I don't feel like they're, a lot of places the roads aren't even paved.
Well, there's a,
and
there's
I feel
a
like
help. What? You feel what?
It's almost kind of like dusty. Like in the summer, I almost kind of feel like dusty, like almost kind of deserty a little bit.
Arizona or something to me, or Texas. You know, when you say it like that, dusty. Like, you know how those tumbleweeds? That sounds dirt roads.
Do you have a connection? Do you have a connection to Texas?
One of the recruiters said that she might have an opportunity there, but she hadn't said anything about it, whether or not it was a solid. And I said, well, yeah, I would be okay with Texas. She had one in North Carolina. Too, but I think that one got taken. That was a contract. Do you think it's a healthcare industry?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, do you think it's pharmaceutical?
I feel like
health insurance.
I feel like you're very good at talking to people. I'm sorry, what?
Insurance company in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they also, I think they have a place, they have jobs, they have places all over, but I applied to Charlotte and I've applied to some contracts that are pharmaceutical around New Jersey.
don't know. I'm just.
I feel like you represent people very, very well. Like you represent the business and you represent things very, very well. You're very good at talking to people. I'm surprised that nothing has come up because I keep getting like you represent, like I hear represent very, very strong.
I don't know. What about Virginia Beach?
The right
Beach?
One is coming. You're going to notice it.
Maybe it's Virginia Beach.
Oh, possibly. Is that in North Carolina or Virginia?
No, that would be Virginia, I guess.
In Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Virginia.
I'm getting like a, I want to say like a V name, V-I, but I could be wrong. I'm not the greatest. I want to say Virginia. But
okay.
I feel like down south. I don't feel
so
Florida.
Humid for me. I can't handle that kind of humidity. That would drive me crazy.
It is
3 minutes.
Yeah. Do you see anything else for me? Is it going to be a good paying job?
I feel like being like fine and manageable at first, and like I feel like slow and steady. So I feel like after a while, like there's like opportunity to grow with it and get more afterwards, like raises or something. I get like slow and steady but comfortable.
Yeah, I want to get a house. Do you see that happening?
What about a house, please?
2 minutes.
I feel like renting at first. I feel like within a year getting a house. But I feel like renting at first.
Okay.
I feel like you will be able to save some money, so it won't be too hard to save for a house. I feel like being comfortable enough to save a little money every month. Yeah, I feel like moving and then people are going to get to know you, and then people will like also I get like recommendations too.
Okay, good. All right, so I probably haven't heard yet about this job. I haven't applied for it yet,
1 minute.
I don't feel like you have. I don't feel like you've like applied for it yet. Are you doing a lot of online, online job searching?
Yes, I have been. That's something.
Okay.
All right, well, December. You think I'll hear about it in November, though, or I won't hear about it until December?
I wouldn't be surprised if you heard about it in November. I'm not getting a yes or no, but I want to say, like, maybe the last week or so of November.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it, Kimmy.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks, Laura.
You too. Have a good day.
Okay. Oh, that's Laura on 91. Oh, that's Holly gone. She disappeared. Okay. Oh, no, she hasn't. Oh, I just say it's all right. I see Laura's line drop, and I thought, my line too has gone, but it hasn't. It's just jumped up to the top. Okay. Right. Okay then. Holly.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Holly.
Hi, honey.
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm still trying to look for a job. Can you see when I'll get one? Because I'm just so tired of it.
May I have guidance for Holly in the job, please? I want to say 3 months. I'm getting something with the three. So, I mean, it could be 3 weeks. I want to get, I'm getting something with the three. Could also be the third of a month.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a whole lot of things for what you're trying to do in the area. Like, there's not a whole lot of job openings for that.
Mm-hmm. And there's like 100 applicants for one job that pops up.
Oh, no. Oh, I want to say, like, broaden your search. I want to say broaden your search. It might have to be a little bit further out.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say broaden the search maybe a little bit further out. It might be a little bit of more of a commute, but it's like branch off because right in your area it's not.
I'm in downtown Seattle.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge.
I want to say branch out.
Northeast, west, or south?
I want to say more towards the west, northwest.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've tried applying over in that area. I've applied in every area. I'm not picky.
Have you looked, are you something like, is that by like the ocean too? Are you something like an hour?
Yeah.
Is it like an hour away from the ocean? Have you applied to places
no, the
like
all
by
around.
The ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see the ocean. I see something close by the ocean. But I want to say it's something like an hour away from you. So it's kind of, it might
be
a nice little commute.
Yeah, where I applied is exactly 1 hour drive from me, where I applied at. And they might have one property on the beach, on the other properties. It's two properties. I don't know if I'm going to get that one. They told me I'd hear back next week.
It might be the third. So that might be why I'm getting this three. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You might get an answer then. I want to say close by the beach. So
yeah, there's a lot of water
around
there. And then this job interview on Monday, you see anything with that one? Or is it a job I already had an interview with?
I'm not sure. It's a possibility you could still get this job. I'm not sure, but I feel like if not, it'll be good. Like there'll be like a work connection made. Like there'll be a recommendation through that person. I'm not getting a no, but or business contact. That's what I want to say. I want to say business contact for some reason. That job is like on the other side. That job is more like
south
east or
like
something
southwest.
To you, right?
Southwest.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. Go ahead.
The new man question.
Are you in a relationship or in a relationship now or single?
No, single.
I want to say not for right now. I'm getting more like next year.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But we all have free will, so it could happen before that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't feel like. Have you been single? How long have you been? You've been single now for maybe like a year or so.
7 years.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm getting
and
more
every
like
time
in
I,
a year.
I get a psychic reading. They all say next year, next year, next year, for 7 years. So it's just like almost a joke now.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah. You know, it's just like whatever.
No, I don't feel like being by yourself for that long. Necessarily
mm-hmm.
that long. I want to say more like next summer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like. Is there a connection to you with horses?
No, but I've heard that before. I wouldn't mind meeting somebody
okay.
that has horses.
I feel like, yeah, I get a connection to horses, so I don't know if it's you or for him, but I
Three
want to say it's
minutes.
Like a couple riding horses. I want to say it's like a couple riding horses by the beach.
Oh, so cool. I don't think it gets any cooler. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that would be awesome.
One last question. Is my stepson, ex-husband's son, going to go back to his dad's house?
I don't feel like he will.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's debating, but I'm hoping he doesn't. It's up to him. You know, he's old enough to choose.
I don't feel
okay.
like he will. I feel like staying
minutes.
With he's staying with his girlfriend now. I feel like staying with girlfriend.
He's just staying with a guy friend. He was with the girlfriend, but they broke up. So he's staying with a guy friend right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's going to be single for that long, too. Just remember I said that.
Yeah, I remember everything you say.
I feel like he's going to, I don't feel like going back to dad's. I feel like he's going to get a girlfriend soon. But a very nice girl.
Good.
I feel like supportive. And I see like really dark brown hair.
Oh, good. He's Mexican. So he'll probably get another Spanish girl or something. I don't know.
Oh, well.
1 minute.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you for
I
everything.
Feel like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
You're very welcome. Yeah, and I don't feel like, I feel like he needs, and I feel like he knows that he needs to have supportive people around him. And I feel like that's what he's trying to do. He might have like some, like maybe like angry about things, but he's still trying to have like good people and that, you know, that really, really support him. So I don't feel like going back over there to dad's
Good.
House.
Good, thank goodness. Yeah. Okay, thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Well, ladies and gents, I had been thinking of saying to Kimberly, we'll skip it and we'll do next week, because we're only here, as we said, for 1 hour, but we're going to try and fit you all in. As somebody just joined us, we've done the first two, and we'll be joined by another one, so we're now up to six, so we ain't doing bad. Okay, Steve.
Hello? Hi, Kimmy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. Thank you for asking. Can you see if Spirit has any messages for me this evening, please?
Okay. May I please have guidance, please?
Thank you.
I feel like, I don't know if you put off with, I don't know if you put off of doing something with the job, because I think before you were trying to, you were also trying to, like, get more work or better work. I feel like you've been putting this off lately to just to tend to family matters, for the family matters.
Yes, that's right. Yes, but issues around my son has been keeping me busy and unwell as well. So I've been taking less work, as in I'm not looking for work beyond what I have already.
Okay, I feel like it's a good idea to rest sometimes. I mean, if you're putting all of your work, all of your energy into with your family, I feel like you really do need to rest and recharge at times. I feel like very overwhelming. I don't know why I'm seeing a scooter. I'm seeing like people like going around the streets on a scooter. I don't know if you just got a scooter or something, but I'm seeing something with a scooter. Did somebody's birthday just pass, or is it coming up?
Yeah, it was my son's birthday a couple of days back.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday. Yeah, I want to say happy birthday. I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
I feel like family that you do have on the other side was there. They were still there, and they want to say happy birthday. And I feel like hard work. I want to say hard work pays off. I feel like a lot of the stuff that what you're doing now is going to pay off in the future. I feel like all this hard work and to keep doing certain things, it's going to pay off in the future. I feel like moving. I feel like you are going to move. And I feel like work, once you move and get settled, work is going to pick up there. And it might be kind of far. I don't know if you are looking in like 45-minute range or something from where you are now. But I feel like moving, and then afterwards that's when you're going to be able to concentrate on work and your job and be able to pick up or a better position then.
When do you see that happening around? In a few months' time, a year's time. It depends on where my son's school will be next year, I believe.
Yeah, I do feel like later, I feel like actually, as far as actually moving, I want to say more like next year.
Summer or beyond summer?
I want to say summer, fall. But I don't feel like later than that. I want to say summer, fall. August, September? Possibly July. July, August, September, I want to say. I feel like there's going to be still a lot of changes coming before that.
Like what kind of changes?
good changes, not bad changes. I want to say good changes. I don't get an answer. I feel like prepare yourself for more changes, but it's a good thing, not a bad thing. I feel like little changes to prepare you for moving. Do you have other family that lives with you now?
No, I live in a house share. So yes, there are other people in the house, but not family.
Not family?
But do you see me moving to a rented place or a owned place?
I almost want to say moving in with family for a while before moving, like really making a permanent move till for next year. What's significant
Sorry?
With January? Is January significant for you? Do you have any plans for doing stuff in January?
Not really, not work-wise. I wouldn't know which school my son will be going to next year until March, April is when I'll know which school he goes to next September. So then I'll start looking for a place to move. January probably will be his last school admission test.
Okay. I feel like January is going to be a big month for you. I feel like January is going to be a big month for you. And I don't know. I feel like a small move because I hear family. I feel like living with family until, like, they making a big move next year. So
right. I live with the family because it's a house share, but not my family.
Okay.
Do you see someone coming into my life, relationship-wise?
I don't feel like right now. I feel like later on in the future.
Yeah.
I feel like later on in the future. I feel like not right now. There's a lot of like other things you're kind of doing right now that's taking your focus, or that really needs that needs all your attention. I don't feel like right now, but later on in the future, I feel like a wife for you. Possibly more kids.
Right. I'm in my 40s now.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm following you.
No, I feel like a relationship for you.
1 minute.
In the future. It's just a lot of other things right now are like your main focus.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But it could happen beforehand, or it could happen before that, but...
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Kimmy.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dave. Well, we did have somebody else joining us then. So, I kind of decided not to... called in and then called off again. Okay, whatever. Never mind. Hey, okay, let's see where we are. Jessica.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica, how are you?
Hey, I'm very well. I was just curious, can you do a general for career for me and maybe a possible move? Well, not a possible, a move, too. So just curious what you're getting generally.
Okay. I feel like you can, I feel like you move really fast. I feel like you're really pretty fast paced. Your lifestyle is pretty fast. I feel like you're like somebody that goes. You don't necessarily take a break a lot of times. I feel like you,
yeah,
I feel like
you're taking a break the last 24 hours. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
I feel like you're really good with, like, talking to people. Like, you get along with everybody. Do you not have a job lined up, but you know where you're moving to?
I work for myself. I have some things that I've been pitching out there as far as like to do contracts, like trainings or, to write for publications.
Okay.
And it just feels like something else is on its way and I would just move wherever. I mean, I probably don't have to move, but I want to move, you know, I'm done. It feels like it's time to go from where I'm living now.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Like starting anew. That makes sense. I feel like moving, and it's like getting clients over there, getting clients after you move. I feel like brand new perspective. Feel like moving. I feel like everything new. I feel like more. I don't feel like city area. I feel like more country area. More country area.
Yeah,
do you like walking in the woods?
I do. Yeah, I miss I miss being in nature. I'm a little bit too city right now, so
like
too congested. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you
I feel like not moving to the city. I feel like more country area.
Yeah.
And are you an empath?
Yeah.
I feel like you're an empath, but you're still really good at like crowds and things. I feel like you can control it actually.
Interesting.
Really or at least you're learning to control it, because I hear like being able to control it, being able to mingle with other people, because it's like I see you in groups of people like mingling. I guess that would be like making contacts if you work for yourself, maybe making like contacts, business contacts that way. But I feel like going out. Feel like going out and going out with things. Of course, with COVID, that's kind of hard. But I feel like
What are you picking up as far as writing for police publications?
I feel like you're very, very creative. I feel like you're very, very good at writing. I feel like you're very good with your words. I want to say, I don't know if you ever heard this before, but I want to say like you're very good with your words, but it's also easy to read your things. Like it's easy to read your stuff. They're not They're
true.
Not confusing words. Very, very
right.
well worded, but easy to read. I don't necessarily... I feel like you could do that if you want to. I don't feel like a strong, strong pull necessarily to the police one, but I do feel like very strong creative in writing, so it's something you could do.
Right, okay. What about, I guess, what's the question? I don't know, I've just been sitting in a weird space today. Just, you know, I put out a bunch of feelers for, I was like pursuing the police thing for months, and now I'm just sort of, I don't know, it seems like a very sort of, I don't know if they're not ready for the teachings that I do through my writing, or I don't know. There's been like a lot sort of harsh energy that I've gotten back related, like from some editors, like they're kind of defensive or close-minded or something's up.
Have you looked into any kind of like nature writing, nature magazines, anything like that?
No, I haven't. I was like, interesting. Are you picking up anything from, writing for one of the state's magazines? I heard back from one lady, like it was like maybe a month ago already. And she said she was going to reach out, but then she never did. So, is she going to swing back around, or is that just not the right opportunity for me?
My feeling is that probably was not the right thing for you. I feel like that was really, really harsh. That would have been
three
a very harsh
minutes.
Thing too. I feel like that would be a pretty harsh. I'm getting harsh with that. I feel like that wasn't like the best one. I feel like keep looking and keep searching, because you're going to find the right one. Because I'm really drawn to the creative writing, drawing. I feel strong with that with you. So I feel like that's definitely, I feel like that's a good avenue to look at.
Do you see someone contacting me from, like, because I post my articles a lot online. Do you see someone contacting me to offer me some sort of job rather than me going out looking for it?
Two
I'm kind of
minutes.
Sort of done with that. I don't feel like doing that anymore. It's tiring.
Oh, yeah. The internet, using that is a good idea, too. And I want to say magazine. I'm getting something with magazine. I'm not getting a yes or a no. My feeling is somebody will contact you. I feel like contact through an application. Somebody will call
okay.
you back through an application. I want to say I'm drawn to magazine.
Just one more question. I know that we're running out of time. What do you see me doing work-wise over the next like couple weeks?
I get a big pull with nature with you. I get a big pull with nature. I keep seeing you walk in the woods. I'm seeing two medium-sized dogs walking with you. One, I want to say one looks like kind of like a Dalmatian, and the other one's like a hound. And I feel like very creative. So I'm going with something like that. I'm going with the creative aspect. I want to say mingling, like mingling, keep going, however you do, put your name out there. I feel like don't give up on that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds about right, too. Nature has been calling me a lot lately, so very good. Thank you so much.
And I feel like ground. Make sure the ground and release, like ground and release, and the new moon is tomorrow, so get ready for that.
Thank you, Jessica.
Yes. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. My phone's just gone. My son's been caught up in an accident somewhere, and he's had to get off the bus. He's going to be right home. Okay. Right. Queen.
How are you, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Grateful, very grateful. I would like you to focus on my students, performance art, and money.
Okay.
Incoming money. Money coming in.
Let's see. I feel like you have like a very, you can have like a very motherly aspect about you. I feel like you're very,
correct,
you can be very, very motherly, but then you can also,
correct,
be like stern also. I feel like people listen to you, knowledgeable about what you do.
Yes.
And then when I think of students, it's like, I feel like you, I don't know if you've heard this before, but you teach like kind of differently, but like students like that. I feel like you teach differently, but you make it fun. You make it fun.
That's important. That's very important to me. Yes.
And like with, I want to say like five. Do you have five students now? Or you have more?
They come,
okay,
and go. So
I'm getting something with a five. So I don't know if that number, definitely a number five.
Okay.
I feel like money coming. I feel like money will increase. I want to say slow for a while. I want to say slow for, or not necessarily, it's either slow for a while or not picking up as much as you want to, or, you know, something with not as much as that you want for a while. I feel like something with February, March. I feel like be patient with this. People will, are you doing a lot of stuff? You're doing something online too? Or do,
yeah,
you teach in person?
I do a lot of online at the moment. Online, Zoom,
okay,
Facebook.
Okay, I feel like people are going to, do you have, so I feel like get social media. You have social media pages for these things that you're teaching? I feel like get social media for them. and I feel like people spreading your name. So just be patient with that.
Okay.
But I feel like people like your teaching style, and it will increase. And but I think a lot of this stuff is going to be online now with the, not sure how long this thing, but yeah, how long is it going to last? I want to say something with February and March. Or are you thinking whatever it is that you're doing, are you thinking about totally like quitting and totally doing something else?
Because, well, in terms of teaching, it's new aspect of me being offered, so maybe I'll alter it, you know, to suit me, to make me happier as I grow.
Oh, okay.
My teaching will grow.
Okay, because I feel like maybe just be patient and just still keep working on what you're doing now. And, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And I feel like be patient and keep working on what you're doing now, because I feel like it will pick up. But, yeah, it could definitely grow into something else. It's a good possibility it'll grow into other things. So I definitely feel like it's going to grow for you.
Beautiful. I agree with you. Or the arts in general. I asked about performing arts, but the arts in general, whatever you feel around that.
Oh, performing arts.
Or the arts. Arts in general.
You said performing arts, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. I feel like I feel like a good writer. I see like different like plays on stage.
I like that.
What is, does Care Bears mean anything to you? Care Bears and Cabbage Patch Kids. Why am I seeing that?
I haven't a clue at the moment. I'll see what it brings.
Okay. Yeah, I see Care Bears and Cabbage Patch Kids, like those dolls. I had them when I was playing when I was a kid.
Three minutes.
I just want to throw that out there. I see Cabbage Patch Kids and those bears. I feel like creative with you. I do get healer with you. I feel like you draw in the right people. Creative, I see like writing, and I want to say plays. I want to say poems as well. I get something with like rhyming and poetry and plays and like a stage. As far as, and I feel like you like history too. Something with history.
I do. Very good.
Two
and
minutes.
I see castles. And vampires. I don't know why it's probably Halloween. I don't know. I see like castles and vampires. So I don't know if you're like kind of into that whole thing.
Castles, yes. But vampires, not at the moment. Who knows what the future may bring, but
When I was a kid, I was always trying to like unravel that myth if it was really true or not. I see castles. You're in the U.S., right? You're not in like Ireland or something.
No, I'm in
You're in the
US,
US,
but that doesn't that doesn't limit my my interest.
Oh, okay. Have you ever like traveled to Ireland or Scotland?
1 minute.
Not yet, but I'm going to say this. The Care Bears triggered something in terms of having a group or a theme of something called Care, some Care Bears, Care Children, Care Healers, Care, you know, something like that. So I thank you. That was that triggered a lot of thought within me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, I was just seeing like a row of Care Bears and Cabbage Patch things. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Queen. Right, Kimberly, I know you say you got to go. Can you take one more, yeah?
Yeah, I can do one more.
Okay, because we've got Caroline here. Caroline?
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking me. I didn't know you were going to sign off. I'm sorry.
I totally got the times wrong. So, yeah, my fault.
Oh, well, I'm grateful. Thank you. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Be better.
Do you
do you have a question
or just general?
Well, I do have a question. I'm working as an independent contractor. Do you see any money coming in as a result of me, my efforts in the work in my industry?
I feel like you will. I want to say, and I could be totally wrong on this, but I feel like be careful who you trust with certain things. I don't know why. But I feel like be careful. Make sure you get whatever you sign. I feel like make sure to check that over. I don't feel like a lot. I feel like breaking more. I want to say breaking even. Does this have something to do with like real estate and things?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I want to say more.
You're right about the trust issue. I mean, that seems to be going on now.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if I don't know how to say that. Yeah, I feel like be careful who you trust. I feel like there might be somebody that's not so trustworthy. I feel like just make sure to stay on top of that. I feel like more breaking even. And I feel like you've been having like anxiety about this, like you've been really anxious about certain things lately. I feel like, and so not sure if certain things where I feel like I don't know if this is a new thing for you, and maybe some. I don't want to say not you don't understand everything, or like they're trying to like sneak something in, like something written in a contract or something. So just be careful with that. I feel like moving after this situation, I feel like breaking even and moving on with somebody else. I feel like getting like, I almost want to say like a team of something, because I want to say it's like two or three other people to help with this. And to like, whoever the trustworthy person you have now, I don't think you're ever going to deal with them again.
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you see, I know the trustworthy stuff that you're talking about. I think I do. You know, sometimes these readings can give you something and then all of a sudden something else pops up and you think, oh, that's what they were talking about. It's not what I was thinking about. But I have someone that I'm dealing with on a personal level, and they're not a professional. They're personal level, personal relationship level. Do you see them taking me to court or trying to hire court representative against me?
May I have guidance for the court representation, please? I could be wrong, but my feeling is no. I don't feel like going, or I don't feel like going that far to court. I feel like, because my feeling is something is greedy with, like, somebody's greedy with money. Somebody wants more, like, more money or more value of something, but they're still also kind of cheap. I don't feel like going to court for that. I feel like working it out.
Okay,
that's
so
my feeling.
I'm not. Okay, good.
Or so, it could be the lawyers work it out. They do like a thing with the lawyers. I don't know how that works, but I really want to say lawyers getting together and it being worked out.
Oh no!
Without
that'll cost. That'll cost me a lot of money. I just can't afford anything like this, and neither can they afford it. So I'm just wondering. Okay, well, you didn't do the court thing, okay, or legal representation. Okay, so
I do feel like the other person is more like really cheap and want to save their money. So yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't feel like going to court. Possibly lawyers involved, but I don't feel like really going that far with court. I still feel like more working it out.
Oh God, I hope that he doesn't even get that far. You know. Okay. Because I'm not doing anything wrong, but. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, and so you saw me moving. You saw me relocating afterwards. After all said and done. And moving with someone else.
3 minutes.
I don't feel like moving for a while. As of right now, I don't feel like moving for a while. I'm getting more like not moving at least for 6 months.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't feel like moving for a while.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong. I would try to manifest it if you want it a lot faster. I don't feel like moving, but I don't feel like it's not going to, it's going to end up not being a bad thing, though. I don't feel like necessarily that ending up being a bad thing.
And you saw me relocating with some, I'm sorry. With someone else I was relocating with them.
2 minutes.
I want to say moving by myself at this point.
Okay.
Is there some kind of, is farmland connected with you too? Because I see open land.
Yeah. Not necessarily farm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's all.
Okay,
true.
Or it's either farm or like woods. Either farm or woodsy kind of, but not city area.
I see.
But I feel like moving by yourself.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to come out of this okay, though. I'm not going to come out of it feeling like I've had to pay more money than what was my share, or I shouldn't actually have to pay
anything.
I want to say breaking even, at least. I do feel like being okay and fine. I do feel like, I don't even know if there's, I get like something with a surprise with the house. Like when you do move, I don't know if you know of any houses getting passed down from family, but I really kind of feel like being fine and okay and being comfortable. And I kind of be like,
it.
I kind of feel like this surprise with the house.
I'll take it. I'll be so happy. I just, I mean, it's okay. Hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that's how I'll perceive it. Thank you. I think we finished
There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like you'll definitely get through this and you'll be just fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ken. Thank you for staying longer.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I feel bad, but next week should be fine. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Ken.
Hi, Ken. Did my phone go away?
Okay. Right, okay. It would help if I opened the microphone. I'm going to say thank you to Kimberly for joining us again this week. And we'll meet Kimberly next week, hopefully. Okay, at the same time, ladies and gents. So, big, big thank you there. And those wasn't the words that I tried to say, but Kimberly's got to go, unfortunately. So we'll meet up with Kimberly again next week. So we're going to play. I'd had my words lined up, and I was speaking to myself. Because I didn't open the microphone, there you go.
Up there, boom, boom. Something good comes along. Up there, boom, boom. Everything's not going wrong. Well, you get weary, reading on the same old song. Along that feels just right. start making sense.